Last week, we brought you to Waikiki Beach for the Hawaii Adaptive Surfing Championships. Now, after that competition wrapped up, many of the athletes went home to prepare for other events, including the Adaptive Surfing World Championship in San Diego this December. But recent news about that competition is sparking some controversy. The International Surfing Association announced that women's scores would only be weighted at 50% of the men's scores in team competition, although that's an improvement from last year when women's scores weren't even counted at all. It has still prompted backlash from many in the adaptive surfing community. Danny Burt is an adaptive surfer on Team USA and a 2017 world champion. She wrote a letter to the ISA in protest of the decision and spoke about it with The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty.
Last year was the first time they separated into women divisions instead of just having mixed gendered divisions. And it was, we were all under the impression that we would all receive equal points to the team total, because the World Championships is two things. It's for your team to get onto the podium and you as an individual. So you can individually medal in your division, and you can also get your national federation on the podium as a team. So it was announced 2 days prior to competition, privately in team registration, that women would not receive any points towards the team, which was a complete shocker and a surprise to everyone involved, team managers, participants, everybody. So that's what leads us to today and that letter that was sent to the ISA trying to rectify this matter.
So we're talking about the national competition. So women are still competing individually, representing their respective teams, but their performances are not being counted for their team victory. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a world championship competition, and what placing you receive as an individual, you get points. As the individual, which goes towards your team to potentially get your team onto the podium.
And so to be clear, now for the team victory, they're only counting the men's scores.
So last year they were only counting the men's score, so women got zero. And then there was a press release just recently by ISA announcing that women would receive 50% of the points that man would receive.
Okay, so you're moving towards equality from what was previously done, but you're still not, women are still not being weighted equally with men.
Not at all.
And has the ISA, the International Surfing Association, for those who don't know, has the ISA given any explanation as to how they arrived at that 50% number?
As far as the 50%, they haven't gone into complete details. One explanation that I have heard is that they were determining that off of the basis of amount of female competitors.
And why would the amount of female competitors be significant? How does it break down between men and women on average?
I'm not really sure, because so within the World Championships for Adaptive Surfing, there are multiple divisions. There are seven divisions total, and each division, they have different amount of competitors worldwide, and some are significantly lacking. But their reasoning for specifically targeting women, I'm unsure of that answer. The only reason that I received last year from the president was that this is how they do it as far as world championships, because the ISA not only runs the adaptive surfing championships, they also run the juniors, longboarding, shortboarding, all the disciplines as far as surfing goes.
And is this this disparity between men and women only present in adaptive surfing, or is it present in all of those other disciplines that you just mentioned as well?
I haven't completely looked into that, but as far as what the president had told me, that yes, this is an issue throughout all of the world championships, whether able-bodied or adaptive.
And did he cite any reason why, other than this apparent disparity in the number of women and men competing in the different events?
Unfortunately, no.
And so what is, you've just sent a letter to the ISA that has a number of signatories on it. What are you hoping to see changed?
I'm hoping to have a conversation with ISA along with some other of the people that signed that letter, because what we're just looking for is just fairness and equality. Like, this sport is so new, and we just have that opportunity to do it right from the beginning and give women the respect that they deserve as far as being competitors and training the same, paying the same, competing on the same ocean. So ultimately, we would just like this issue to be rectified, and I feel that would benefit all of us.
And have you received any kind of response since you sent the letter?
They will be responding to me hopefully this week. I did get an email back from one of the representatives. So I am very hopeful and would love to discuss this whole matter with them and clear the air and just have a good open line of communication with them.
So they did acknowledge receiving it, though?
Yes.
And, Danny, I mean, so you said last year women's scores weren't counted at all. This year, if nothing changes as a result of your letter, women's scores will still count for 50%, which is better than last year. Are you, if nothing else, hopeful about a positive trend?
So the thing that I worry about is that there is no plan. There's no detailed plan on how to get equality, if it'll ever happen. So that's my main concern. And what is the incentive for federations to actively go out and recruit, train, and encourage females to be placed on their team when scoring potential-wise, a man would earn double what a woman would earn? So that would ultimately encourage a federation to seek men and fill their team on that end before they even approach women. So that's my ultimate concern here, that what will give women and empower them to join this team when they are seen as less than.
So, Danny, what is there a deadline for when we would need some kind of decision or when we need to see a change made by for this year?
Well, the World Championships is held on December 12th. So before that, I definitely hope to have this matter resolved. Because ultimately, you look at ISA, and they have done good things for adaptive surfing as far as putting it on the world stage. And I just feel giving women this opportunity, this rightful opportunity to have equal points would just grow the sport exponentially and would serve everybody's purpose as far as getting into the Paralympics and just empowering women.
That was Team USA adaptive surfer Danny Burt speaking about the International Surfing Association's decision to weight women's individual scores less than men's at the 2018 World Adaptive Surfing Championship. Now, you can read her letter of dissent and find out more about adaptive surfing at hawaiipublicradio.org. We also reached out to the International Surfing Association for comment. It declined to comment at this time, but says it'll be releasing an official statement on the scoring issue probably next week.